See, and now we are going to hear from someone who not only has good things to say about the Geithner plan, but is eager to put his money where his mouth is. Bill Gross is the co-chief investment officer of PIMCO in Newport Beach, California. As of the end of last year, PIMCO had more than $700 billion in assets under management. Mr. Gross says he wants to buy into the Geithner plan.
This is a triple win for the government, for the U.S. taxpayer, and for private investors, as well as potentially for the banks that will be selling these assets. It all depends, so to speak, in terms of the clearing price and the amount of loans that are transacted. But it looks like a good program to not only clear bank balance sheets, but to give a shot to the U.S. economy going forward.
You would look upon these securities that you could buy under this program as being as safe and secure as Treasury bonds, Treasury bills?
Oh, no. They are toxic assets. They are the famous subprimes of the world, but they will be bought at prices of 40, 50, and 60 cents on the dollar to reflect that risk and the potential higher yields going forward.
Let me ask you about something which you just said. They could go for 40, 50, 60 cents on the dollar. That's a pretty big spread there. How will you figure out whether one of these securities is worth bidding 44 or is worth bidding 60 cents for?
It all depends on the assumptions for defaults, the assumptions for foreclosures, delinquencies, the geographical location of the loans. Lots of things filter into a complicated equation that these old investment models that failed us in the past are being used for in terms of future analysis.
Are you at all concerned that if PIMCO were to buy these securities and discover that indeed it had gotten such a good price that it had made very good money on them over the next couple of years, that the Congress would come back and tax your earnings or tax the bonuses that are paid out of that money?
No, we're not concerned. We have assurances, public assurances now from Tim Geithner and others that this particular program will not be subject to those provisions.
One thing I don't understand is this, though. I understand how this would be a win for a fund manager like PIMCO if it became involved. I understand how it could be a win for a bank that could get some toxic securities off its books that have been holding it back. How is it a win for taxpayers if the taxpayers are indeed paying for the difference of what these are said to be worth and what they really might be worth?
Well, they're not. You know, the taxpayer basically is putting up 85 cents on the dollar, which is a risk, but the taxpayer is also participating 50-50 in terms of any upside profits. And I think that's a big difference relative to what we've had in the past.
So that question of the right price is very central here.
Oh, I think it is. And to that regard, there's no reason why a PIMCO would pay too high of a price and subject itself to a 100% loss of, you know, for its own clients. And so the trust would be in the private market that these things clear at the right price going forward at the highest yield possible, and that the return comes down to the bottom line for not only them, but for the American taxpayer.
Since indeed these are toxic assets, these are not treasury, these are not ordinary treasury bills, is there any downside at all for PIMCO here? Or are you guaranteed that you just can't lose a nickel on these things?
Oh, no, there's 100% downside. It's true that the government is putting up 85 cents on the dollar and that the private investor is putting up perhaps 5 to 15%. But that entire portion is at risk to the extent, for instance, that a loan goes down from 50 cents to 45 cents or less, then, you know, the potential for a private investor to be entirely wiped out, so to speak, at least in terms of the mark to market, is there.
You couldn't lose more than 100% of what you put in at the beginning, could you?
No.
No.
You know, private investors are limited to 100%. There is a backstop, so to speak, on the part of the government that provides, of course, a foundation, but it doesn't suggest that a private investor is moving into this at a risk-free basis. Definitely they can lose 100% of their money.
Well, Bill Gross of PIMCO, thank you very much for talking with
us. You're welcome, Robert. Thank you.